This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Weisler Engineering.
I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. I'm here in Marshfield, Wisconsin at the 2023 H&S Manufacturing Dealer Meeting. I'm going to kick it over to Kim Schmidt, who's back in the studio, where she'll give you an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry.
Thanks, Ben. According to a recently released report from Farm Credit Canada, new combine inventory in Canada is expected to rise above the five-year average. Lee Anderson, senior economist with FCC and author of the report, says they predict used combine prices could potentially pull back heading into harvest and through the remainder of 2023. Supply chain constraints over the last 2 years have led to a delayed delivery of new combines, which in turn led to a decline in new combine sales and inventory levels, he says. According to the report, the tight supply of new and used combines led to higher prices, with the spread between used and new combines becoming very narrow in 2022. The FCC report notes that year-to-date, combine deliveries from the manufacturers have increased by over 100. With most of these units being pre-sold, FCC is projecting combine sales to rise 40% in 2023. With the trades coming in on the pre-ordered combines, FCC says the new combine inventory levels will likely trend above the five-year average for the rest of 2023 and into 2024. As a result, the organization says used combine prices may drop. This week's dealers on the move include Berkey's Farm Store, FarmRight Equipment, Brandt, and LMS Ag Equipment. Case IH dealer Berkey's Farm Store has entered into an agreement to acquire the dealership stock of Selby Implement. The acquisition includes full-line Case IH Agriculture and Power Sports dealerships located in Quincy, Illinois, and a Power Sports location in Hannibal, Missouri. Finalization of the acquisition is expected on July 31st. Minnesota shortline dealer FarmRight Equipment has begun construction on a new building at its Wilmer, Minnesota location. The new building will include a showroom, shop, and office space. John Deere dealer Brandt Agriculture opened a new location in Red Deer County, Alberta. The 43,975 square foot facility is an expanded version of the company's previous Red Deer location. And AGCO dealer LMS Ag Equipment has opened a second location in Steinbach, Manitoba. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thanks, Kim. We're talking about drones this week because they seem to be generating a lot of buzz with the growers and dealers we've been talking to recently, and the numbers back it up. In fact, nearly 18% of strip tillers surveyed in the recently published Strip Till Farmer Benchmark study said they plan on purchasing drones next year. Now, we caught up with Luke Schultes, who owns and operates Viola Drone Services in Audubon, Iowa. The business uses drones to perform fungicide and pasture spraying, seed cover crops, and scout with multispectral imagery. He also uses them on his own farm to apply pre-emergence herbicide, biologicals, cereal rye, and red clover as a relay crop into standing soybeans. So there are several steps to take before operating a drone. For example, Luke says in Iowa, he had to get a drone pilot's license, a crop duster's license, an aerial commercial applicator's license, and register with the Iowa Department of Transportation. But the process is paying off for Luke, who says the return on investment has been great.
It's pretty versatile, and cost efficiency is huge. You know, a machine like this that can cover our family farm costs 10% of what a sprayer would of, you know, a late model sprayer from any of the big manufacturers is, as a young farmer, is kind of outside my budget. So doing a machine that I can operate on a smaller machine on smaller acres, I guess, is kind of the name of the game, and it's more efficient. My ROI and margin has been huge. Definitely a good investment so far.
And Luke's not alone in his usage of drones. According to the most recent No-Till Farmer Benchmark study, 15% of no-tillers are using drones in 2023. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Kim.
Thanks, Noah. On July 27th, AGCO reported its second quarter net sales were up nearly 30% year over year. Net sales for the quarter were approximately $3.8 billion. For the first half of the year, net sales were about $7.2 billion, up 27% versus the same period of 2022. On a regional basis, North American net sales for the second quarter were up nearly 35% to $996.8 million. AGCO says the growth was primarily from increased sales of high horsepower tractors, combines, and application equipment, along with the positive effects of pricing to mitigate inflationary cost pressures. Net sales were up about 15% in South America to $598.6 million. The largest growth in net sales was in Europe Middle East, where ACCO recorded $1,990.8 million, an increase of nearly 36%. In Asia Pacific Africa, net sales for the quarter were up 8.2% to $236.5 million. ACCO's net sales for 2023 are expected to be approximately $14.7 billion, reflecting improved sales volumes and pricing. Gross and operating margins are projected to improve from 2022 levels, reflecting the impact of higher sales and production volumes, as well as pricing and a favorable sales mix. According to the results of our latest Dealer Sentiments and Business Conditions survey, used combine inventories remain elevated. In June, a net 31% of dealers reported used combine inventories were too high. This marked the fifth month in a row dealers reported used combine inventories are too high. One Corn Belt dealer said, "Used inventories are growing. We are exceeding plan on combines and becoming more concerned on inventory levels over the next 6 months as used values fall." Used equipment pricing was reported down for the second time since July 2020 at 4% year-over-year in June, similar to last month. CNH Industrial announced its second quarter earnings this morning. For the second quarter, consolidated revenue was up 8% to $6.6 billion. Agriculture net sales for the quarter were $4.89 billion, up 4% from $4.72 billion during the second quarter of 2022. Financial services revenue were up 28% due to favorable volumes and higher base rates across all regions, the company says. This was partially offset by lower used equipment sales due to diminished inventory levels. Stifel analyst Stanley Elliott said in a note to investors that the second quarter results were slightly below expectations for industrial activity sales. Elliott says, "Top line misses versus consensus appear to be due to the ag segment and driven by destocking in South America, as well as delayed sprayer production in North America. We suspect weaker small ag sell-in trades is also a contributor. Bottom light beat appears to be driven by better than expected margins, which is likely at least in part due to better mix in ag, more large equipment sales, and pricing." This week's data point is brought to you by the Precision Farming Dealer Summit. U.S. steel production as of July 3rd remains below 2021 and 2022 levels, surpassing only the record lows seen throughout 2020. Steel production for the year began at a five-year low of around 1,600 net tons, though it has only slowly risen since then. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to kschmidt@lessigermedia.com. Until next time, thanks for joining us.